I came to realize that there is one indestructible thing we can never avoid in our life and afterlife, even if we choose to deny it today. Truth never gets old. It is eternal. The truth is that it is the truth. You can try to reject, ignore, or hide it, but no matter how smart you choose to deal with it, it is going to find you. Because there is nothing hidden that won't be revealed. Sooner or later, the truth will always prevail. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Matthew 10:26. If there is something we should never compromise, it is the truth. If there is something we should value, it is the truth. If there is something we should disseminate or share, it is the truth. You can't be selfish with the truth, because there is a danger and a curse when trying to withhold it. Can you imagine that someone discovered a truth about curing a highly contagious disease, but nevertheless made up his mind to hide it for a reason that we ignore? Let us imagine a little bit that you are a hero trying to save the world against a bomb attack, and that you possess a remote control which can deactivate it. Instead of pressing the button to stop it, you choose to fold your hands to watch the horrible scene that is about to happen, and worst, you take pleasure in calculating the disaster that will soon occur while you have the power to do something about it. There is a tragedy when playing with the truth. If you resist or fight the truth, it will destroy you without any remedy. If you don't do anything about it, nothing guarantees that you are going to escape. I don't know how old you are, how experienced you are, how wealthy you are, how knowledgeable and skillful you are, how successful you are, how recognized you are, how powerful you are, how able you are, how valued you are, how many praises and applauds you won, what position you hold in the society. If a little child who knows the truth about an explosion that is about to destroy a whole place where you presently find yourself warn you about a danger, and you find that he is right, you won't threaten him because you are older than him or because you are supposed to know all the truth. No matter who you are, the right attitude will be to thank him for informing you so that you can escape for your life. Okay, what if God had revealed unto you what some days before was going to happen on the September 11th about the destruction of the Wall Street Center, but you decided to keep quiet because people would have treated you as a foolish person who don't know to distinguish his left from his right? Or perhaps you think that they would have abused your intelligence. It is unnecessary to deny the truth because of the multitude, or you will regret about doing nothing for the truth. Now, and if you had warned the people, you would be no more accountable for not telling the truth. If the price of telling the truth is expensive, then that of not telling the truth is too much costly. Another thing about the truth is that you have the obligation to look for it. You can't pretend to be ignorant of the truth. There is no excuse of not knowing the truth. If not, you are going to be destroyed by the truth. Even if you don't know that a tsunami is going to wipe away your town, the fact that you are not aware of it won't prevent you from escaping its damages. Don't wait for the truth to find you. You have to find it first. Now, what if you know the truth but decide not to believe it for a reason that you alone knows? Instead of escaping for your life, you sit down comfortably in your house on the D-Day. What is going to happen is that you will die unavoidably. Your unbelief or ignorance about the truth won't invalidate its truthfulness. No matter the creed of the multitude about something, that doesn't necessarily make it to be truthful. The multitude is not always right. The truth is. Do you know that Galileo was condemned forever in the past because he dared to assert that the earth was round while it was commonly believed that it was flat? You are compelled not to be restricted by the intimidation of the crowd, but rather by the duty of looking for, pursuing, keeping, and sharing the truth at all cost. Better be alone on the path of the truth than winning the praises and applauds of the crowd while you are on your way to eternal destruction. Better be afraid of not telling the truth than to be bold in telling lies. One truthful person is better than the rest of the world that is coward. The problem is that nowadays we have so despised and hated the truth to the point that it has become the number one public enemy of the world. If you want to make more enemies, just focus on telling the truth, and you will soon find that you are no more welcomed in our world. It has become so scarce that we are no more finding it. But the truth is that knowing the truth and not defending it is a sin. You can't escape the haunt and the judgment of the truth. You may appear to be truthful, but you will never be freed from its impressive and pressing power. Honestly, can you be happy when you know the truth and yet refuse to do anything about it? But you will say, "He don't know what he is saying. He is not so experienced to tell the truth. I don't care about this useless words. I will do what I want to do, to the detriment of the truth. After all, those who are successful are not always truthful. You may think you are right, but allow me to emphasize on the golden rule of the truth. Whatever the plot against the truth, it has always the final word. At the end, it will overcome. It is better to be overcome now by the truth than to be overcome forever by the truth. I am not forcing you to change while you are reading those words, but I am expecting the deep understanding of the truth to change you. I want you to be honest about yourself and to reflect about the truth. Its fall is imputable to our individual refusal to accept and value it. Only one compromised truth will multiply like the cancer cells to contaminate others around you. What if we had all chosen to live in a society of truth? The world would have become a better place to live in. Don't care about those who refuse to follow the way of the truth. Be rather afraid of not doing anything about it. The world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. Albert Einstein. Take your decision now. You can't no more sit on the fences. Why not make up your mind to follow the camp of the truth that will never fail? You can't always remain insensitive to the truth. What is the truth? T. Tenet, that is tangible, which is talked up, teachable, thoroughgoing, timeless, total, transparent, transversal, lead to others' truths, and treasurable. R. Realistic, something real, that is raised, sometimes rough, that should be resurrected, received, recognizable, referential, rehearsed, reinforced, released, remarkable, reported, required, researched, responsive, revealed, you, should be universally understandable, unaffected, unswerving, urgent, untapped, untainted, untarnished, unsullied, usable, useful, unafraid, unfearing, unflinching, unintimidated, unshrinking, unadulterated, unadulterated, unangry, unbitter, unchangeable, undeniable, unexploited, unfathomed, uncompromising, unfaltering, unshakable, uninfluenced, unswerving, unwavering, unyielding, upheld. T. You don't keep the truth for yourself. It should travel the borders and be transmitted to all generations. H. Make it a habit. Although it can be hard, hard-edged, and heavy, it should be hearken, honest, honorable, hopeful, horizontal, something that applies to everybody. Knowing the truth is not enough. Telling it is not enough. What matters a lot is not what you say, but why, when, where, and how you tell it. You need wisdom to prepare the ground for delivering the truth if you want it to be accepted. Telling the truth is not always easy, because you will certainly face some stumbling blocks on your way of revealing the truth. Why? It is not everybody that will appreciate the truth. Those who don't appreciate it will oppose, will fight, and will counterattack those who will defend it. Why should you tell the truth? To free yourself from the condemnation of not telling the truth, and to save or liberate those who need the truth. When you know the truth and hit it, then you are responsible of not telling the truth. You therefore deserve to be judged. When I say to the wicked, "O wicked man, you shall surely die," and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Ezekiel 33:8. When should you tell the truth? No need to wait long before telling the truth. You should do it as soon as possible. Where should you tell the truth? You can tell the truth wherever you find necessary to tell it. How should you tell the truth? There are some truths that require more than your human knowledge or that surpasses your ability to tell it. You not only need a strong boldness, but advices from people who are far more experienced than you are, especially when it comes to something wrong you have committed and you want to repair it. On one hand, find people who are reliable, who can easily understand you, tell them about the wrong thing you have committed, prepare the way of telling the truth by finding the appropriate time. For instance, when the person to whom you want to tell the truth is quiet, happy, because when he is troubled and unhappy, the probability to be more troubled and unhappy is high. Negative feeling has the tendency to create a negative feedback. On the other hand, allow those people you trust to accompany you for repentance before the person. You must acknowledge your wrong deeds, regret them deeply, and make up your mind not to commit them again. You must promise to repair the wrong deeds and assume the full responsibility of all the consequences. You can beseech the person to forgive you or even respect his choice of deciding otherwise. Anytime you meet the person, make him understand that you are really sorrowful about your deed. If he still has a little mercy, that will convince him to forgive you sooner or later. If he is wise, he will recognize that you are not the only person in the world who can make mistakes, and that perhaps he himself had already made some mistakes.